Welcome to this Wednesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and in the studio with me is Crown CEO and our host, Chuck Bentley. And in just a few moments, we'll introduce you to our guest today, Brian Ray. Brian is the founder of the Crossroads Career Network, and he'll be with us to talk about ways that you can not only improve your resume, but improve your opportunities for getting that new job.
Well, Brian is a great friend of our ministry and has been a guest many times because he is so relevant, especially right now, Dave, and he's so practical. It's going to be a wonderful program.
Well, as you know, Chuck, one of the most important steps in getting a new job is successfully going through the interview. And recently we came across an article on CNN.com that had some rather unusual, that's a nice way to put it, rather unusual things that people have actually said in interviews.
Yes, Dave, we've been looking at that list and would highly recommend that none of our listeners use these responses. Here's one that you don't say to your potential employer: I'm not wanted in this state. That's not a real good thing to say.
Well, Carrie Roca of Housing Link said that when she asked the prospective employee, "Why did you leave your last job?" they responded,
"I have a problem with authority." That's not going to go over very well.
Not going over very well. And I love this one. When asked the question, "Do you have any questions?"
Right. Bruce Campbell of Claire Computer Solutions said that he had a candidate say, "Can we wrap this up fairly quickly? I have someplace I have to go."
And it won't be to work for Bruce.
Right. Bruce found that one to be very memorable. And quite frankly, it's a very serious time. And I would hope that our listeners who are going into their interview opportunities are very prepared. They're very well researched. And they're giving answers that indicate that they don't have a problem with authority. And they're willing to be great servant leaders. Dave, this is a very serious time, in fact, and it's a hard time for many people. We wanted to share a little bit of humor today to bring some levity to it. But experts are saying this is the worst job market in 25 years. In fact, they're saying even though the economy may be recovering, it's going to be a jobless recovery. And that's really tough news. About 14 million people are out of work in this country alone. And as Rusty Leonard recently said, there are some industries being completely wiped out, and people are going to have to consider how to reinvent themselves. And that's why talking to Brian today is so timely, and it's going to be so helpful to our listeners.
Well, if you have to step away from the program, you can always hear it again online at crown.org. We'll be back in just a moment with our guest, Brian Ray. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Brian Ray. Brian, welcome back.
Thank you so much for inviting me back.
Well, it's always good to have you. You encourage our listeners. And Brian, unemployment is on everybody's mind. It's up to about 9.7%. And I read the other day that there are six people unemployed for every single job that's available in this country right now. How tough is the job market?
It's the toughest it's been in 25 or more years. Some additional stats. 9.7% unemployment rate equals 14.9 million people. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. And in fact, I know some of those people. I go to church with them. I'm friends with them. I'm getting emails from people that I'm trying to help network with. And I want to help them, and we want to help them, and we want to help all of our listeners who are tuned in right now thinking, okay, what do I do? We know it's tough out there. Let's give them our best advice. What's the best thing folks can do right now if they're trying to find employment today?
Well, I think they have to make a conscious move against the fear and the anger that often comes with being unemployed, especially since the average number of weeks for somebody being unemployed is now almost 25 weeks. That's nearly 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And people are not really thinking that. So that the fear and the anger, you know, it's sort of like being mugged in a dark alley by a couple of, you know, big guys, you know, with masks. And so I think that that is the number one thing to overcome. And I think what is most needed is what we think of, or I think of, as personal strength training, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, and even physically. So it really starts with the very person themselves and getting themselves in shape to make a really what could be a tough journey.
Okay, now you've produced the Job Seeker Survival Kit. It's a 6-part guide that helps people in these kind of circumstances. Take a minute and walk us through that.
Okay, well, we think about it in a couple of ways. First of all, there are these 6 steps, and the headlines for the 6 steps are simply attitude plus aptitude leads to altitude, or focusing on the marketplace, followed by searching, sorting, and selecting. So those are the 6 key words that are unfolded in this career guide. And as we were getting ready for our time together, I kind of imagined in my mind, you know, having a backpack, you know, like the kids put their books in, or we might take on a trip. And so just sort of imagine that survival kit being a backpack, because you really kind of have to take it with you wherever you go. And so I thought we might, you know, go through the steps and then say for each step, what goes in the backpack?
Okay, so let's start with attitude. What goes in the backpack?
Okay, Bible and calendar. Because attitude is about accepting the loss and opportunity, which is the best way to deal with fear and anger. And the truth that is in the scripture, number one in renewing your mind every day, is the most effective thing that you can do. And right behind that is a bunch of friends, be they new or long-term, to be with you. That's number one is the Bible complemented by friends. Number two is a calendar. And because all of a sudden, if you're unemployed, that means you don't have somebody to tell you what to do each part of the day. So you need to tell you what to do. And that's going to include the personal strength training, the homework to get ready for sending resumes and interviews and all the rest of that. So that's number one, a Bible and a calendar in order to deal with the issue of attitude, what to do, and then getting it in a weekly calendar of what will I do each of the next 7 days.
Well, let's focus on what's in the backpack on aptitude. What do you mean by that?
Aptitude is understanding, or better even said, is discovering that the unique qualities that God has given you. And those are things of skills and interests and personality and personal values, as well as your experience. And so what goes in the backpack would be Crown's Career Direct Assessment, because that's the one tool that you can use to get a handle on how has God gifted you with a particular design for work. And then what are the words that I can use to describe that? And then the complement to the Career Direct Online Assessment is the Crossroads Career Guide that goes with it, because that's where you really get to look at it in context of the all 6 steps. So aptitude would have with it the Career Direct Assessment and the Crossroads Career Guide.
You know, Brian, I was thinking about this just the other day, because we have a 9-year-old. He just had a birthday. And on his birthday, he had a little moment of discouragement, and he looked to his mother and he said, "Mom, what am I good at?" And it was just a moment of truth for him, and we sat down and affirmed him, because we can see what he's good at. He just couldn't see it.
Right.
And I think so often especially when we're going through that emotional trauma and stress of unemployment, that we can't really see. We lose sight of what we're really good at, and it helps to be affirmed. It helps to have a friend who will tell you, hey, this is the direction you ought to go, or to sit down and go through Career Direct with you and say, you know, I see this in your life, and you're not using that gift. A third party can often be much more objective than we can about ourselves. So, Brian, I think that analyzing our true aptitude is a hugely important step when you're looking out there and saying, God, where do you want me to go?
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why the CrossFit Career Network is a membership of churches that helps people deal with this. And the fellowship and the prayer and the affirmation and the mutual discovery of a church with a career ministry is probably the most effective overall thing that someone can do to make it through a crossroads in their career.
Well, I can't imagine walking through an unemployment situation without being a part of the local body of Christ and without plugging in to a group of people as you put them together through your network that are willing to encourage me, to support me, to network with me, to pray with me, to help me to find where God wants me to be. So, Brian, you're offering a tremendous service. How do people get plugged into Crossroads Career Network?
Just visit crossroadscareer.org, crossroadscareer.org on the web.
Okay, Brian, when we come back, I want to continue to unpack the Job Seeker Survival Kit, the 6-part guide that helps people who are unemployed in times like these. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of 6 short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Brian Ray, the founding director of Crossroads Career Network. And Brian, we're unpacking the Job Seeker Survival Kit, the 6-part guide, as you said, the 6-part guide that helps people in times like this.
Yes.
Tool number 3 is altitude.
Yep.
Okay, I'm unemployed. I'm getting my attitude correct. I'm determining my aptitude. Tell me about altitude. What do I have in my backpack?
Attitude provides the motivation and the movement, and aptitude, what you're good at and like most, et cetera, creates some sort of direction. And we kind of see those things meeting at altitude, which is focusing on the marketplace. There are just thousands and thousands of employers with millions of jobs. And so how do I find the one that would be best for me? And so what you add to your backpack is your, not a surprise, resume. But you think about your resume not only in the form of something printed on paper and also an electronic document, but also it's the little bit of the resume that you put on a business side card that you give to people that you have at your fingertips or in the tip of your tongue as a 30-second descriptor, or we call it elevator pitch. And because the resume is the one thing that everybody kind of relates to, and here's why the resume is so important. When it's done well, it connects what you do and like best with what selected employers need most.
Okay.
You can call that a variety of things. Like branding or your unique selling proposition, but it's what you do and like best with what the selected employer needs most. That's the heart of the resume.
Well, Brian, what makes a resume really remarkable? Is it that alignment that you're talking about?
Yeah, there's actually two things. One of them, it is simple. Fewer words means more people read it or see it. So it's simple. And it features accomplishments or results that you can point to in your career, your job experience, and education so far that most directly relates to the employer and the job they need to get filled.
You know, I was advising a friend the other day about how to get started in his effort to network. Because isn't it true that about 75% of all jobs are not advertised, Brian?
Yes. Actually, it's just a shade more than that. But yes, way more jobs are never listed anywhere. They get filled through personal referrals.
Yes. And I advised my friend to write a one-sentence statement of what he was looking for and where he was willing to do that job, and generally for what type of compensation he was looking for, and just to send that to his internal network of friends so that we knew. Do you think that was helpful?
Yes, it's very helpful. I might offer just a little bit of a tweak. I would describe that in terms the kind of a person I'm looking for in a kind of organization that I could help with these functional competencies. So let's say I'm looking for a payroll manager job. So I would be looking for a controller in a manufacturing company or a retail firm that needs help with their accounts payable and accounts receivables. And the shift is, it's not all about me and what I want. It's all about how I can help someone else. That's
yes.
The nuance.
Yes. You go in with an attitude to serve.
Correct.
Yeah, that's great. I will tweak that with my friend, Brian.
Yeah, you bet.
Now, a lot of people are getting creative using social networking sites. Twitter and Facebook are hot right now.
Yep.
Do these really help people find jobs?
Absolutely, they do. And so it would only be a part of the mix. When it comes to searching, step four, in finding opportunities, you got three things you want to do. Search online, network on the ground through for personal referrals, and pray 100% of the time, because there is someone who knows everyone.
So I can put that together, online, on the ground, on your knees.
Yeah. Hey, I love that. I'm going to tweak that. That's perfect.
You know, the Lord can open doors that man cannot open, and I firmly believe it because I've seen it so many times.
Absolutely. Now, going back to the social networking things, Facebook is very good. LinkedIn is another one that's very good, a little more focused on business types. And then Twitter, which simply hooks up to some of those things and very quickly, I mean up to the minute, lets you know about new job opportunities for perhaps new places hiring. Now, we have on our Crossroads Career website the web's biggest job search engine, and we hooked it up with Twitter for distribution.
That's a great tool.
The reason why is it's really valid to use online networking job search engines and also the social networking things. But what really makes it happen in terms of finding job leads and following up best is the personal networking through family and friends and neighbors and schoolmates and workmates and churchmates, etc.
Well, Brian, we've got about a minute. Let's talk to the person who's listening today. They're fearful. They're discouraged. They've been through some of these cycles and nothing's happening. What do you want to say to that person?
What I would say that whether you're at step one, two, three, four, or five interviewing or six selecting, that fear and the anger can be overwhelming. And so back on your knees saying to Lord, oh, please, that's really valuable. That's really honest that he knows. And so no one here on the planet can help you like the Lord can help you, to give you his vision for what he's already planned for you, his wisdom to how to get there, and the strength to stagger forward.
Well, Brian, we're going to post the Job Seeker Survival Kit, the six steps, online at crown.org. But for those who want to get plugged in to Crossroads Career Network, how do they do it?
Very simply, go to the web, type in crossroadscareer.org, crossroads, plural, career, singular.org.
Brian Ray, always great to have you.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to begin your journey to financial freedom? Let Crown co-founder Howard Dayton be your personal tour guide using the brand new Your Money Map video guide. It's based on the popular Crown Money Map, which is the practical, biblically-based resource putting over 300,000 people on their journey. This new video guide was created to give you step-by-step guidance and encouragement. The 6-part video guide is perfect for individual or group study, and no facilitator training is required. Simply watch it while following along with Howard's book, Your Money Map, and you're ready to start. Take the next step towards true financial freedom by going online to crown.org or calling 1-800-722-1976 for the Your Money Map video guide. Again, that's 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, it's always good to hear from Brian, and especially now with the job situation the way it is, every little bit helps. And this was so practical, all of those steps today. And by the way, as Chuck mentioned just before he wrapped up with Brian, those 6 steps that they outlined are available at crown.org, and you can head over there right now and go download those and put them into use if you need to.
Well, and you can also tell your friends at church about the job Seeker Survival Kit, and what a practical way to say, look, I may not know how to help you find a job, but here's a resource that's absolutely free that will encourage you, that will give you some tools to guide you along that search, and then also volunteer to be a networker for that person, because put yourself in their shoes. Don't make them ask you to network on their behalf. Say, I'm willing to do it. What are you looking for? How can I help you? That's why I ask my friends to send me a 1-sentence statement so that I know absolutely what it is that I can do to help them network. So that's a good way for you to serve in the body of Christ.
Well, Chuck, today you have a network opportunity for all of our listeners.
Well, I want to ask all of our faithful listeners, those who love this program, love this ministry, love what we're trying to accomplish, to join us in becoming a champion of this new opportunity to spread the message that God provides. We just released the product, and I received an email that was so encouraging. This person doesn't listen to the program, so they just received an opportunity to watch the new God Provides film learning experience. Dear Mr. Bentley, I wanted to tell you that my employer let me watch the God Provides films right here in our office, and I learned that you're the executive producer, and I wanted to take a moment to tell you that they are just incredible. When I watched, I cried, I got the chills, and I just pictured how much more there is to these particular stories. I appreciate visual help in understanding stories of the Bible. They're so realistic, and they just seem to put me into the scene. Thank you for developing something so great that helps us see God's meaning and how it applies to the things happening in our own lives. Dave, that email thrills me.
Well, you know, Chuck, it's interesting because we've talked often that one of the reasons that you had the passion to have these films produced was to help those who can't read. And yet we find over and over again, people who can read find being able to see it come alive is so helpful.
Well, as she said, she received visual help in understanding the scripture. And I think we all do to some level, Dave. And I'm asking our listeners to become a champion of this message. That means I want you to get the tool and start using it in your own ministry. I think you're going to be delighted at how easy it is to use and how effective it is at getting God's truth, God's principles of His economy into the hearts and minds of those you're called to serve.
Well, you can find complete information about the God Provides Film Learning Experience at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.